For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. If you get a chance to go on a guided fishing trip, jump on it, but make sure you don't tick off your guide while you're out on the water. Quite often, the Outdoor Hub sends some very useful information my way. If you aren't an Outdoor Hub subscriber, you should be. But enough advertisements. Back to my point. I don't get the chance to fish with a guide very often. I've been lucky enough to be treated to a couple of guide trips in my time, but after reading a recent post on the Outdoor Hub, I realize I may have committed some of the mistakes that can aggravate a guide. Most guides provide the gear they know will catch fish and most likely won't malfunction. It turns out guides can get a little owly when you show up with your lucky rig that's been rattling around in your truck's toolbox for 30 years. The guide's job is to get you on as many fish as possible, but he can't do that if you're constantly unsnarling your line. Take the guide's advice to heart, too, and not just the stuff he tells you while you're out on the water. If the guide sends you a list of gear to bring, especially outerwear in case of inclement weather, do as you're told. You don't want to be the guy who makes the whole group quit early just because you failed to bring a raincoat. The Outdoor Hub article says that's probably the biggest pet peeve guides face. And back to the fishing gear, take care of the guide's stuff even better than you do your own. Don't use the eyelets on the rod as hook holders. That's what the hook holder near the reel is for. If you put the hook in the eyelets, you can damage those eyelets, which can fray the line, and rods that fray line have to be replaced. So if you get the chance to fish with a guide, try not to tick him off, and tip him well. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.